You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. If you recall, earlier this month, we introduced you to the latest artist in residence at Searle's Place, Matthew Gray Palmer, as he was undertaking a huge project, creating 100 drawings and 30 paintings in the span of a few short weeks. So we wanted to know, did he accomplish this goal? Matthew, along with Jody Eichelberger, Director of Programming at Searle's Place, is joining me live in studio to talk more about this. So Matthew, very quickly, you undertook a project which was what? You were going to do 100 drawings, 30 paintings, and what amount of time did you give yourself?
Basically, I did the 100 drawings in 11 days, and I did the 30 paintings in 10 days. And in the after hours on those days, I ended up making a few sculptures, too.
Because why not, right?
Well, it was sort of a balm. The process was very emotionally intense. I mean, I came to think of Searle's Place, the house itself, as this very neutral, nurturing kind of model of the container of consciousness. And I was walking around and just looking at these different aspects as they arise and in the process. And like everybody was welcome in terms of all my, I often say I've got a bag of cats up there. And it felt like that for sure. But there was this distancing that I was able to just sort of witness. And that's what sort of became recorded in the artifacts, which are these objects, these drawings and paintings and sculptures for that matter. But the sculptures were definitely sort of like my happy place.
Oh, good. Well, so did you think going into this that you would honestly meet this goal? Be honest.
I thought I had a good chance of it. I'm used to just putting my head down and really plowing through things. And I stayed very, very disciplined about getting enough sleep, getting up at the same time, getting to work by a certain amount of time, and then having this large window. But I literally more or less did not leave Searle's Place. I would get a coffee at Push and Pour and walk around the river for 5 minutes and then go in and get the work. And, you know, every couple of days I'd have to go to the grocery store, but that's about it.
So anytime anybody asks you when you go home about Idaho, you'll be like, well, I can tell you like about a five minute radius of what's going on around Searle's Place. So Jody, tonight is First Friday. So is this people? So there have been some events. Some people have seen your work, Matthew, but what happens, tonight and then tomorrow? Wait, today?
So First Friday
is today.
First Friday is actually a week from today. Okay. Tonight is just about Matthew Gray Palmer's show, Alluvium. And when people walk in, they're going to see it all. I saw it for the first time last night with the Art Bus Tour, and immediate energy flew off the walls. We have had to transform our house. We have no windows anymore. We had to build panels to cover the windows.
Oh my goodness!
Because we needed more space to contain all of the work. So tonight they're just going to be focused on experiencing the results of Matthew's work and the show Alluvium. Next week will be First Friday. It's going to be a new artist in resident who's come driving here from Florida. She's on the road right now.
Holy cow.
Matthew's leaving on Sunday, and she comes in on Monday. So it's bang, bang.
Wow. So tonight, this is open to anyone who wants to come and see the work tonight,
right? Right. From 5:30 to 8:30, the house will be open. People can come anytime, although at 7 p.m., we'll have a slightly more formal time where Matthew will be able to give a little bit of a talk about the process and what he's struggling with now, because it's not over for him. He's created it, but now he doesn't know what it is. So he's figuring that out, and that'll probably be a process that goes on for a while yet. Yeah. And then there'll be a Q&A because people will want to know. Like I asked him today, I said, there's a piece that is smashed.
So what does that mean?
Yeah. Was that planned, or was that a moment of frustration and violence? Like,
what happened?
Yeah, what happened there?
That's fascinating.
Like I said, everybody's welcome in that process, you know, and a lot of different things showed up.
It'll be fascinating. Yeah. So take me to next Friday then, with First Friday, because this is seasonal in Garden
City. It starts in April, ends in December every other month. And it's where the whole district opens its doors. Basically, we have about 20 venues, dozens and dozens of artists. One thing that's new this year is Boise Green Bike has moved into our district. Their world headquarters.
I love it. The world headquarters
is in the Live, Work, Create district. And they're really joining us by creating a code that people can use for 3 hours free to use the bikes. They're drawing a giant super hub around the entire area, so you can leave the bikes basically at any of the venues without
and helmets.
Yeah, helmets.
Which is great.
Right. Plus, Boise Bicycle Tours is going to do a bike tour of First Friday. So if you feel a little lost, you can follow them around to some of the fringe venues.
Oh, nice.
The trolley's running again, although we've streamlined it. So some of the venues, it goes by every 5 minutes. Searle's Place is opening a new installation in our green box, which is that World War II remnant that a long-haul truck driver from Garden City found in Olympia, Washington 20 years ago. And they told her she could have it for free if she drove it to Boise,
to Garden City.
She dropped it off. We slid it over and now use it for installations. And a local artist, Heather Wright, is installing a piece in there. And it'll open on First Friday.
And then you've had some new people join you. Coiled Wines, as well. Am I saying this right? Mika Studios?
Yeah, Mika Studios is new this year. Coiled Wine is featuring Lisa Stover, who actually is a Garden City glass artist.
Mm-hmm.
She's not in our district. She's a little bit currently. We might expand it to Veterans Parkway. Right now, we end at 38th Street with the Susan Madassi Studios, who has four artists in there with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's working on some interesting projects that she's going to
show. Had Susan on the program, and some of the work she's doing is beautiful. Amazing.
Oh, yeah. She's got projects all over the world.
Yeah. So quickly, Matthew, as we wrap up, what is next for you then? You head out this weekend, but this has been intensive for you.
It has been very intensive, and it's wonderful to see the work all up together. This is part of the integration of it. This will be probably the only time it's all up together the way we have it installed. And like I said, I'll continue to use it as reference over months and maybe even years.
Mm-hmm.
But I fly, basically as soon as I get home, I fly to Oklahoma, where I have a large-scale foundry where I'm finishing up a public art project for the next week. So it's sort of back into the...
Into the grind,
into
right?
Into the grind, exactly.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guests, artist Matthew Gray Palmer and Searle's Place Director of Programming, Jody Eichelberger. If you would like to see Matthew's work, that is open to the public tonight from 5 until 8:30 at Searle's.
5:30 to 8:30.
Come early. Come at 5. Yeah. I don't know. Knock on the door. They might answer.
And then tomorrow he has a workshop.
Right.
With a limited to 10 people that's 2.5 hours with him about designing this process for themselves.
So head to that as well. Thank you both so much.